his wrist slim and saw the calm, godlike eyes fastened on him. "Funny," said George. "I used to have a hell of a lot of fun with him. Used to play jokes on him because he's too dumb to take care of himself. But he was too dumb even to know he had a joke played on him. I had fun. Made me seem goddamn smart alongside him. Why, he'd do any damn thing I told him. If I told him walk over a cliff, over he'd go. It wasn't so damn much fun after a while. He never got mad about it, neither. I've beat the hell out of him, and he could bust every bone in my body just with his hands, but he never lifted a finger against me." George's voice was taking on the tone of confession. "Tell you what made me stop that. One day a bunch of guys was standing around up on the Sacramento River. I was feeling pretty smart. I turns to Lenny and I says, 'Jump in.' And he jumps. Couldn't swim a stroke. He damn near drowned before we could get to him. He was so damn nice to me for pulling him out, clean forgot I told him to jump in. Well, I ain't done nothing like that no more."
"He's a nice fella," said Slim. "A guy don't need no sense to be a nice fella. Seems to me sometimes it just works the other way around. Take a real smart guy, he ain't hardly ever a nice fella."
George stacked the scattered cards and began to lay out his solitaire hand. The shoes thudded on the ground outside. At the windows, the light of the evening still made the window squares bright.
"I ain't got no people," George said. "I seen the guys that go around on the ranches alone. That ain't no good. They don't have no fun. After a long time, they get mean. They get wanting to fight all the time."
"Yeah, they get mean," Slim agreed. "They get so they don't want to talk to nobody."
"Of course, Lenny's a goddamn nuisance most of the time," said George. "But you get used to going around with a guy and you can't get rid of him."
"He ain't mean," said Slim. "I can see Lenny ain't a bit mean."
"Of course he ain't mean, but he gets in trouble all the time because he's so goddamn dumb. Like what happened in Weed."
He stopped. Stopped in the middle of turning over a card. He looked alarmed and peered over at Slim.
"You wouldn't tell nobody."
"What are you doing, Weed?" Slim asked calmly.
"You wouldn't tell?"
"No, of course you wouldn't." "What are you doing, Weed?" Slim asked again.
"Well, he seen this girl in a red dress. Dumb bastard like he is, he wants to touch everything he likes, just wants to feel it. So he reaches out to feel this red dress, and the girl lets out a squawk. And that gets Lenny all mixed up. And he holds on, because that's the only thing he can think to do. Well, this girl squawks and squawks. I was just a little bit off, and I heard all the yelling, so I come running. By that time, Lenny's so scared, all he can think to do is just hold on. I socked him over the head with a fence picket to make him let go. He was so scared, and he couldn't let go of that dress. He's so goddamn strong, you know."
Slim's eyes were level and unwinking. He nodded very slowly.
"So what happens?"
George carefully built his line of solitaire cards. "Well, that girl rabbits in and tells the law she's been raped. The guys in Weed start a party out to lynch Lenny. So we sit in the irrigation ditch underwater all the rest of that day. Got only our heads sticking out from the side of the ditch. That night we scrammed out of there." Slim sat in silence for a moment.
"Didn't hurt the girl none, huh?"
he finally asked.
"Hell no, he just scared her. I'd be scared too if he grabbed me. But he never hurt her. He just wanted to touch that dress, like he wants to pet them pups all the time."
"He ain't mean," said Slim. "I can tell a mean guy a mile off."
"Of course he ain't, and he'll do any damn thing I..."
Lenny came in through the door. He wore his blue denim coat over his shoulders like a cape and walked hunched way over.
"Hi, Lenny," said George. "How do you like your pup now?"
Lenny said breathlessly,
"He's brown and white like I wanted."
He went directly to his bunk and lay down and turned his face to the wall and drew up his knees. George put down his cards very deliberately. Lenny, he said sharply. Lenny twisted his neck and looked over his shoulder.
Huh? What you want, George?
I told ye you couldn't bring that pup in here.
What pup, George? I ain't got no pup.
George went quickly to him, grabbed him by the shoulder, and rolled him over. He reached down and picked the tiny puppy from where Lenny had been concealing it against his stomach. Lenny sat up quickly.
Give him to me, George.
George said, you get right up and take this pup back to the nest. He gotta sleep with his mother. Want to kill him?